Good morning. This is Rice Rose Legal Forum. I'm Jim Rose, joined today by my good friend Steve Hall from East Coast Insurers. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Jim.
And we're going to be talking about insurance and just all the intricacies that I learned about when I was doing a thing with Ned Harper with you, Steve. So we'll be talking about that. And you can give us a call at 239-0033, or it's our free call, AT&T Wireless at Star 1150. And later in the show, we'll be doing a trivia question for the Starlight Diner gift certificate, which just to make sure, again, that people are actually listening. Steve Hall, why don't you? You're an East Coast Insurers. Why don't you tell us about yourself?
Well, started by myself in 1975, and we now have 15 employees in Ormond Beach and Palm Coast, and we have a pretty good mix of both commercial and personal lines business. So for individuals and businesses, and all forms of insurance, and you know, enjoy doing it.
And how long have you been in Daytona Beach?
1975.
Okay. And your main office is located right across from the Publix on US 1.
Correct.
And before I get too far, I want to congratulate Matt Foxman for his victory in the judicial race, and also Rob Sanders, who I saw Rob yesterday, who won by, I think, 54 votes or something. So we'll have two new judges coming on, so that's pretty cool.
I'm sure I had a lot to do with that, with those signs
in my
yard.
Those two signs in your yard pushed it over the top. Steve, you and I were doing we were helping Ned Harper out with his small business program he has out of Daytona State College. I was doing the legal part, and you were doing the insurance part, and I really learned a lot. I never realized just how many insurance issues you really have. It's not just a matter of getting insurance. You really, as a business person in particular, have a lot of things to think about.
There's risk comes at you all kinds of ways, and that's the way we look at it. It really is the insurance product is what we sell, but what we do is provide protection and ultimately security for both businesses and individuals.
Now, you write for a number of underwriters?
Yes, we're an independent agent, so we represent any carrier that'll have us, and so we're fortunate to have quite a few A-rated carriers to represent.
And I wanted to talk today because we at Rice and Rose, we do a lot of mentoring of small businesses, just the importance of insurance and what you have to think about. And it really is not, again, a monolithic thing. You really have different businesses need different insurances when you go through there. Part of what you do, I know, is you sit down with people and you really go through this is their business, and you really analyze that. So, I don't know, I want to do an example. We had some folks that when we were speaking at Ned's thing were landscapers, and the number of issues that come up if you have a landscaping business working out of your house and you use your vehicle in your business. Take us through what you as an insurance guy have to look at.
Well, a typical service type business like a landscaper, of which service businesses are numerous in any community. But they have typically, they'll have an auto exposure because they're typically going to their customers. So they have an auto exposure, and then very often they'll work out of their homes. And so a couple of issues that are presented to us as insurance professionals are the fact that, you know, the car that they used to drive to and from their previous job, let's say, is now used in business. And typically that will present an issue as far as coverage and also an insurance rating situation.
So if these folks, if they only have regular automobile insurance, but they're using it in their business, if they get an accident while working in their business, they're not necessarily going to be covered.
It depends. It depends on the. Very often they'll have coverage unless they've indicated on the application, for instance, that they didn't have a business use. So. Sometimes that comes up in the case of a claim, but the homeowner's case issue is really one I think that's often overlooked by even insurance agents sometimes, and I think it's the fact that we need, as insurance professionals, to really need to ask the questions. Sometimes we assume some things, and anytime we do that, we get in trouble. So the homeowner's policy has an exclusion in it for business use of the home for liability, and so very often that can present a real issue. Most people, things don't happen very often, but when they happen, they're big to the individual.
I think you were doing a story, which the unfortunate incident in which you had a client who you insured, who was a pest control guy,
yes,
who went into a house. And
tragic.
Once you go through that,
tragic. I mentioned that I used to have guys come to me that were forced to have coverage by somebody they were working for, a general contractor in construction, was very frequently would require their subs to have insurance, and so the subcontractors would come in and say, I wouldn't buy this if it wasn't for my general contractor requiring that I have it, so I got to have it, so here I am. And, you know, I was younger and maybe not as educated, but was challenged to come up with something that would indicate that they really needed the coverage, you know, other than things do happen. And so one time I had a claim presented to us where a pest control guy who I knew personally and started his business up in Jacksonville, and he did a flea spray in a house. And as it turned out, there were children in the house. There was a mom and then two young children, like ages 3 and 5. And so he sprayed the inside of the house, then went and said, I'm going to go out in the backyard and spray where the dog runs around. So to make a long story short, he does that, comes back in. They're still in the house, and he tells them, you got to get out of the house. It won't kill you, but it's not good to be around this chemical for a long period of time. Hey, we're getting ready to go. We're getting ready to go. So he leaves, and then he tries to come back periodically to do a retreat. And so he does that 2 or 3 times. He can't connect with him, and he thinks it's maybe he's done something wrong. So he calls him up. He finds out that the little 3-year-old little girl had somehow gotten out of the house, wandered down to 2 doors down to a vacant house through an open gate in the backyard, falls in the pool and drowns.
Yeah.
And so they were insinuating that it was somehow his fault. No evidence to that effect, but, you know, in the legal system, you've got to defend yourself. Yeah. And so he was looking at a significant defense cost. And so that particular one was a very large settlement. So.
Yeah, insurance is one of those things that you don't hopefully never have to use, but when something horrific like that happens, you really need to have it. So this is Jim Rose. We're talking with Steve Halliday from East Coast Insurers, and you give us a call, 239-0033, if you have any questions, or star 1150. Actually, you're a Gator fan, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are. So we got the game coming up this weekend.
Absolutely.
You've been a season ticket holder since 84, you said?
84.
And even before that, and I've been a season ticket since 1980. So for the Starlight Diner gift certificate question, we're going to do a little Gator stuff. So who is the team that Florida is playing this weekend? Give us a call, 239-0033. If you know the answer, you'll get a Starlight Diner gift certificate.
It's not Palatka High.
No.
Okay.
Although they're pretty good. So, Steve, you as an agent, you're an independent agent, so explain to me, do you represent the people or do you represent the companies? How does that work in your mind?
Well, in my mind, we represent our customers.
Right.
We have contracts with our insurance companies, which you know, all business arrangements have, but we represent our company, our insureds, and their best interests. So we're free to place business with the carrier that presents not only the best price but the best value for that insured's particular situation.
Now, do you, when you go through and you're analyzing companies, do you go through and just see how they're rated, I'm sure, and just what kind of the reserves and whether or not they're going to be viable?
Absolutely.
Now, I know, I'm not sure if we were talking, but, you know, you got a lot of these newer companies now that are doing Windstorm and some of these things because trying to take Citizens' place, and seems to, there's a lot of question that if we get hit by the big one, are these new companies going to be viable?
Yeah, that's a real big question, and I hope it doesn't get answered this year. We've had good luck so far.
Keep our fingers
crossed.
Knock on wood.
Absolutely.
Yes.
This is the peak. I think September 10th is the peak hurricane day in the season, if you do the statistical analysis. But as far as the ratings of the carriers, because in Florida there are virtually no rated carriers. There's one or two rated carriers, and I'm talking about AM Best rating agency carriers that are offering new business in Florida. There's a number of ones that are A-rated that have continued to offer some coverage for their existing customers, but they're not looking for any new customers. Mm. So the challenge is when we're looking with these other carriers that we find solid carriers also, and that's a real challenge because it's different than when I first started. It was a lot easier to determine the quality carriers back then than it is right now.
Right, and it really has to be careful. Why don't you go? We're going to go ahead and go to the phones. And good morning, you're on the air.
You were wanting to know what Florida State is playing this weekend?
No,
we don't care who.
University of Florida.
University of Florida.
University of Florida. I know that too.
What's that?
Miami.
That's correct. Miami of Ohio.
That I saw a T-shirt correct. Over the weekend. The guy had a whole schedule on his, and I said, oh, look, they open against U of M.
And who's this?
This is Pat.
All right, Pat. Dave Lang's going to take your information off the air, and we'll send you out that Starlight Diner gift certificate.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Pat. You know, we're talking the first game is going to be very, very hot, Steve. You're going up there, and I've deferred to Julio.
I'm going anyway.
Noon in September.
I'm older than you are. You ought to be able to take that.
You know, I've done it before, and
if it was the University of Miami, you'd be going.
I'd be going to the University of Miami. So, one of the things, Steve, we're talking about is as an agent. Can you negotiate with an insurance company? If they give you a quote, can you come back and say, I'm willing to pay this but not that? Or is it just they tell you this is what we're charging you and that's it?
That is an excellent question. And the answer is you can't really negotiate on personal lines. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it's a little different on commercial lines. Companies have some flexibility there.
Right.
But on personal lines, the rates are filed with the Department of Insurance. And so they approve those rates and filings, and they're set in stone.
They're done. Now, let's go to the phone.
We've got Larry on the line.
Good morning, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Steve. This is Larry McDermott.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
Okay. I just wanted to tell you all of a situation with Steve that was absolutely above and beyond the call of duty. I wasn't even a client of his yet, and he saved me almost nearly $7,000 on a claim that was denied by an insurance company that I had before I had even come to him to do my business with. And I just want to let you know this guy knows insurance backwards, forwards, upwards, and he doesn't have a problem at all going to that extra mile to do the investigative work. It takes some time to get a claim paid.
How much did you pay?
What he did.
Well, I've got that extra ticket for this yeah. Saturday's game.
Yeah. I know, but you know, Steve, it really goes a long way with me being a bit in business and paying how much I pay for insurance, and to pay for insurance and not and have a loss and not have a claim paid really irks you, and you know the company originally balked it two or three different ways we approached it. I cannot explain to you the way that Steve approached it because it is highly analytical, and I'm not that smart, but whatever did worked, and he got the claim paid, and I just want to let you know that that in the business community, that goes a long way, having somebody that will stand there with you and say, yeah, I believe you. Let's go after this thing.
Hey, Larry, wow. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Larry.
Larry, my first banker, by the way, years ago. So,
yeah.
Hey, Larry, thanks for the call and a tribute to you, Steve. And we're going to go to the next caller.
Yeah, Donna's on the
Hey, Don.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. You got a perfect combination there between the attorneys and the insurance company for this question. Recently, I read in the paper or saw on TV that there's a couple from Rhode Island that's suing SeaWorld. Mm-hmm. Because they're all traumatized very seriously
because
they witnessed the whale incident.
Yeah.
But I sort of think, in my own opinion, that's the height of a frivolous lawsuit in connection with that case. Do you think, will that get thrown out of court? Does that have any merit at all? The people go through, get traumatized all the time when they watch the news. And, you know, the worst, of course, is the 3,000 deaths at 9/11.
Absolutely.
A frivolous suit or what?
In Florida, it's going to be very difficult for them to get anything because Florida has, you have to basically be intentional infliction of emotional distress. Just because you're distressed by seeing something is very difficult to recover and, you know, without having an impact. It's called the impact rule.
You know, I noticed it took for the OSHA fine to come in before all these lawsuits began.
Yeah. But, you know, interestingly, Steve, even though, because I'm sure SeaWorld is looking at their insurance company, saying,
yes,
you got to defend us, even though
that's a good point.
It may be frivolous. So how does that work when somebody gets sued like that?
Well, the liability portion of their coverage, and Don, on your to put it in your world, let's say you are somehow involved in an accident, yet you don't touch the other car or anything. You're just there. And because you were there, you get sued. You got to defend yourself, even though it's frivolous. You know, it's a bunch of baloney. But you know, the court says, or our Constitution says, they're going to have their day in court, and unfortunately, you will too. So you have to show up and defend yourself, and that's where the defense part of the liability policy, both on your auto, anytime you see a liability policy, you're going to have that defense mechanism in there for you to protect you from those situations.
God, do you think really our founding fathers, when they set up our great legal system, really thought it would ever generate to
probably
the frivolous dropping probably suing at the drop of a hot cup of coffee or of a hat?
Well,
like
I can tell you, I'm going to go into that hot cup of coffee, the McDonald's thing. That's a future show because it's not everything that you know. But so that's not a frivolous one. But we'll get there later. But yeah, unfortunately, you do get some frivolous lawsuits, and certainly, I don't think George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, et al. Thought about that.
They could have fixed that with loser pay, couldn't they?
Well, they already have loser pay. I'll go into that someday, too.
Hey, we've got Mike on the line.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I witnessed the University of Florida losing to Alabama last season.
I was there. I was unfortunate enough to get a ticket and was in Atlanta also.
And I sue Urban Meyer for negligence.
Yes, but it'll be frivolous.
Anybody can sue anybody for anything, but yeah, that was a pretty painful experience.
It was, and Jim, go Gators.
Go Gators. All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I had the unfortunate – yeah, I unfortunately got a ticket up there in the Alabama. Alabama fans were very nice, though, because I'd gone the year before when Florida came back and beat them, and they were very nice then, and they were very nice in victory, too.
He didn't mention that, did he?
No. You know, it's the talk with Steve Hall from East Coast Insurers. Again, you can give us a call, 239-0033. We've got a few minutes left here. Steve, when people are shopping for insurance, what's the most important thing that they need to think about?
The agent that's going to represent them.
And Larry was very complimentary about how you did that.
And that was very nice, Larry. I didn't honestly didn't think he owed me a testimonial, but he no longer owes me one. So thank you, Larry, for that. But It's the agent that represents you that really makes the difference, because you will run into situations, as Larry did, that are not going to go your way. And I was afraid I was going to have to tell Larry what the company told him the first time out of the chute, which was there's no coverage, because it was a very difficult issue. And typically there is no coverage. But it's, you know, finding somebody that'll look at your needs and not just the price, and then if something goes wrong, is there to help you through it.
Very good. We're going to take a quick break in the Rice Rose Legal Forum. We'll be back with Steve Hall from East Coast Insurers.
Let's face it, if you live in Florida, sooner or later, you're going to have an encounter with bugs. But with over 150 years of combined experience, primarily in Volusia and Flagler counties, Bugmaster Pest Specialists are trusted by over 1,000 homeowners to protect their homes and businesses from roaches, ants, fleas, as well as other invaders of Florida homes, like subterranean and dry wood termites. Bugmaster services are designed for the tropical climate we live in to keep your bug encounters to a minimum. Bugmaster has a service package suited to fit any need or budget. So if you thought the only way to save money on your pest control was to do it yourself, take your weekends back. Some things really are best left to the professionals. Call Bugmaster at 386-253-9600. That's 386-253-9600. Or visit BugmasterFLA.com to print your 10% off coupon. Mention Black Crow and receive $10 off your first month service.
This is Jim Rose of the law firm of Rice & Rose, where I'm partners with Paul Rice. Rice & Rose is a full-service law firm that has been in the Halifax area since 1986. Our office is located at 222 Seabreeze Boulevard in Daytona Beach. Our phone number is 257-1222. If you need help with any business matter, divorce, or any family law matter, real estate, personal injury, estate or guardianship issues, criminal charges, or any kind of litigation, one of our attorneys can help. So if you need a lawyer, give us a call at 257-1222 to schedule an appointment.
We're back at the Rice Rose Legal Forum. I'm Jim Rose, joined today by Steve Hall from East Coast Insurers, talking a little bit about insurance. And, Steve, you've been doing this for a number of years. And what have you seen change in the business for the time you've been? 30 years you've been in the business, I guess.
Probably the electronic part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's been the biggest change. And websites and email. Email is such a fantastic tool. I don't know how we... I believe in teletransporting now after email. I believe it may be possible.
Someday.
To do the Star Trek thing, you know. Beam me up, Scotty.
You'd be that fly thing.
Yeah.
I'm also the first dude that's going to do that.
Yeah, really.
Why don't you go first?
Right. Exactly. But the electronic part of it has really, it kind of unfortunately distances you from your insured sometimes, from your clients. But it also gives you the opportunity to connect also. So I'd say the biggest thing is the electronic part.
Very good. And speaking of electronic part, you have your website, eastcoastinsurers.com.
Correct.
Which has a lot of information about all the services. You do both personal and business
right.
insurance, although you and I have been dealing with business stuff
yes.
when we go on there.
Yes.
So it's do you get a lot... Website is it drive you traffic? Like?
A little bit. Our website is it used to be very up to date. It's a little out of date. We're in the process of revamping it now. We have a couple of interesting tools on there now, where we have auto quote mechanism and also a homeowner's quote form on there, where we can get you can actually on the auto side you actually get three live quotes, and then it sends us an email, and then we can get up to three or four more for you. In that, so it's pretty interesting.
So if anybody just wants this, their insurance is coming up, they can just go on your website, pump in, this is what I want, my coverage, et cetera.
Right.
You know, one of the big things we always talk about automobile insurance is uninsured motorist coverage, because there's so many people in Florida that don't have
yes.
any insurance at all.
Like one out of six.
Isn't that amazing? You know, it's the law.
It's the law. And I want to say that it's one out of six uninsured, and then it's more underinsured.
That's
because Florida law, and I can't remember when they went to PIP and PD only.
Right.
Because previously you had to have bodily injury, or if you hurt somebody, and most states have that. But Florida took that away as a requirement, 15, 20 years ago maybe. And so consequently, somebody may be legally insured as far as the state is concerned, and they run into you. They don't have any bodily injury insurance.
Right.
So they are, in essence, uninsured for the pain, for the hurt that you have
right.
received. So your uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage are the only thing that stands between you and no money.
And this is insurance for you, folks. This, you know, if you have liability insurance and you hit somebody, that pays them. Uninsured motorist protection pays you, because if you get hurt and those people don't have insurance, you're not going to recover.
That's right.
And you're out of work, you got medical right. bills, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So talk to your insurance, particularly call Steve Hall about it, because if you're going to get insurance, you might as well insure yourself.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Big exposure there.
Well, Steve, we're coming to the end of the show. Why don't you give a wrap-up about what East Coast Insurers does and what you can do for folks?
Well, obviously, we provide insurance. I think one of the differences that our agency and our people make is in the advice that we give to others. And we're focusing not just on the price, but also on the risk that they face. And so we educate them about the risk they face. Often they're unaware of the risk they face, and bring it to their attention, and then we prioritize. Maybe they can't afford to make all the changes in one time. We prioritize those and let them decide what's the most important to them.
Very good. Steve Hall, I learned a lot from you while we were doing our gig with Ned Harper, and I appreciate you coming on the show. And, folks, if you need any insurance coverage, call Steve Hall, eastcoastinsurers.com on the web. And, again, what's your phone number, Steve?
386-677-4787 in Ormond, and 386-446-3426 in Palm Coast.
Very good. Steve Hall, thanks for coming on. We'll
Thank
have you
Jim.
On again as the insurance. There are always issues in insurance.
Always.
This is the Rice and Rose Legal Forum. I'm Jim Rose. Our main office of the Rice and Rose is located at 222 Seabreeze Boulevard. Our number is 257-1222. And you can check us out on the web at ricerosenlaw.com. And if you have any questions or you have any show topics you'd like me to deal with, you can contact me by email at jamesrose@ricerosenlaw.com. And again, congratulations to Matt Foxman and Rob Sanders. And Steve, I am looking forward to Gator football.
Go Gators.
Go Gators, and I hope everybody has a great week, and we'll see you next time in the Rice Rose Legal Forum.